And we also want to let you know that this project is alive on the World Wide Web. We want you to contribute your ideas, not just by phone and by email. So we've invited our Talk of the Nation web producer, Sarah Handel, to join us here in Studio 3A. She's the guru behind their What Works website at npr.org/talker. Is it npr.org/whatworks?
/whatworks. You can go to npr.org/whatworks, and you'll find everything we've got there.
And what do we have there?
All kinds of stuff. And it's growing, hopefully, all the time with everyone's contributions. We want to hear from our listeners and from our online audience about two things in specific. We want them to tell us what problem to fix. So you go to the webpage, npr.org/whatworks, and click on Fix This Problem. And then you can provide anything that's bothering you. If you fell off your bike and you broke your collarbone and you really want to know how to get potholes fixed, maybe that's the next thing we should talk about. You tell us.
And here's another element, of course, following on from today's conversation, there will be another discussion, a further discussion online about the nursing home issues and greenhouses.
Absolutely. And you can find that there. There's a picture of one of the facilities there, and you can just click on that. And greenhouse projects let elders age in homes.
And what if I have an idea? Say, I have this fantastic idea that actually what we need to do is fill all those potholes with marshmallow fluff and then harden it.
Well, if you have seen that that's working in your community, you can go to Here's a Solution, which is also at the What Works page. It's right there underneath Fix This Problem. It says Here's a Solution. And when you go there, you'll have an opportunity to leave a comment about your marshmallow fluff solution.
Okay. We want your ideas now about problems that we should attack. Give us a call, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org, or you can go to npr.org/whatworks. Greg is on the line calling from St. Louis.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Go ahead, please.
The question I have is concerning the U.S. military's retirement system. It's kind of based on an antiquated, outdated system coming out of World War II where an individual can put his 20 years in and then get an immediate retirement, including full health care, the day he leaves. So you'll have a young individual, joins at 18, retires at 38, and then goes on to have a whole second career for possibly 30 or 40 more years, all the while collecting full pension from the military as well as full health care, versus you have reservists who, despite currently supporting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, have to wait to get their retirement until they're 60. So those are the two issues I see.
So there's an inequity there. Is that what you're trying to address, Greg?
Yes, exactly. That one is the inequity, and two is also, you know, coming out of World War II, individuals' lifespans were not as long. It required more of an individual to put the full 20 years in, versus now you've got young people that are going at 18. They're getting taught very valuable skills for the corporate workforce, including, you know, computers, space-based systems, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, if a young man comes out, he goes in at 18, comes out at 38, he goes on
gotcha.
To another 30 or 40 year career.
Whereas the reservist has to wait till they're 65 years old. And Joe Shapiro, this is one of those looming debts that's hanging on the U.S. economy.
It is, and it's a big problem for the Pentagon. It's very expensive, the current system, and if you can solve it for them, they'd be very happy.
We'll take a look and see if we can find out what works, Greg. Thanks very much for the phone call. Let's see if we can go on to this is Christine. Christine from Boise.
Yes. I would like you to look at autism treatment.
Oh, people are coming up with the easy ones.
Yeah, well, both my kids are on the spectrum, but neither of them have enough issues that they qualify for state assistance, basically. And so I am left with trying to figure it out all on my own, including how to pay for it.
Is that one or two of them that we hear in the background there?
That is both of them, yes.
Joe Shapiro, is this something that people are looking into?
Oh, absolutely. We're having more and more kids are getting that label autism, and there are treatments out there. It's not clear what works for an individual kid, but a lot of those treatments are very expensive. And right now, we often rely on the states to do it. I did a story recently about a woman, some people in Nevada who were depending on some state therapy. The state had frozen what they were giving. One woman moved out of state, and the other family had ended up paying out of their own pockets. It was $30,000-$40,000 a year.
Moving to Michigan is the best option.
It's spring. It's not a bad time to move to Michigan. Christine,
yeah.
Thanks very much for the call. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We're talking about problems that you'd like to see addressed next time, perhaps, on this series, What Works. Our guests, NPR science correspondent Joe Shapiro and our web guru, Sarah Handel. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can go to Kim. Kim with us from Vernon in New Jersey.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Organic food, how can we make it more cost-effective, cheaper in the supermarkets and health food stores, or at least competitive with traditional food?
Is that a contradiction in terms, Joe Shapiro, if you're growing organic food with no pesticides or and organic fertilizers, that sort of thing? Doesn't it become more expensive?
I'm not sure. You think there'd be some cost savings also if it's local and
so less shipping?
Right. So I'm not sure how the economics of that works. But
or economies of scale. We'll look into it. Kim, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to... This is Albany, Georgia.
Hey, Neil. How's it going?
What's your name in Albany, Georgia?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
One thing I'd like to see addressed is water usage. Being in Georgia, we have problems. There's a big lawsuit going on between Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee about water rights. And despite the world being mostly water, we can't seem to get everyone to have enough fresh water. It's always a problem.
So finding out how to address the issue of fresh water supply and delivery, that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. It seems like a very simple problem. Throw it in the truck and ship it, but it never is that simple.
And if you think it's difficult where you are there in Georgia, well, move to Arizona or Southern California. Maybe Nevada. It's a good one. It's a knotty problem. Thank you very much for the idea, Jeff.
Have a good show.
Here's an email. This from John. How to keep people from driving slow in the left lane. Now, there's an issue that I think Americans will resonate with. Here's another email. This from Chad. Recycling in a rural setting is difficult. Recycling has many benefits, but in small-town USA, there is little to no recycling. This is a problem that needs to be addressed. And indeed, the whole recycling issue, Joe Shapiro, is something that people are really looking into. The economic situation has had an impact on this.
Right, and there's more demand of it. People want it, whether they're in small towns or big cities.
Let's go to I'm not sure how to pronounce your name.
Michael in North Carolina.
Michael, that's always a difficult one. Go ahead, please.
Yes, the problem I'd like to solve is organized crime and black markets caused by prohibition. Specifically, I was thinking of like marijuana prohibition. You know. Maybe that could end the drug war in Mexico.
There's more drugs than just marijuana coming across the border, Joe. Michael.
Absolutely.
But we'll look into that to see if that's one potential solution. Thanks very much. Or if we can find a potential solution to it. You seem to be proposing decriminalization or legalization. All right. That's what I thought. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. Sarah Handel, just one more time. If you go to the website npr.org/whatworks, you will find not only a continuing conversation about today's topics, and that was, if you're just joining us, Dr. Bill Thomas was talking about the Greenhouse Project, and he hopes someday that they will replace entirely the nursing homes. That may be optimistic, but we shall see. There is also a place there where you can tell us what problems you'd like to see addressed. There is also a place there where you can go and propose solutions. Again, if somebody's come up with the marshmallow fluff filler for potholes, that's the place to go. Sarah Handel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Sarah Handel is an associate producer here at Talk of the Nation and does our web content and also helps us pick the billboard cuts every day. She's the one responsible for that. And Joseph Shapiro, thank you as always for your time today.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to the rest of this What Works. This is going to be great.
Joseph Shapiro is an NPR science correspondent. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Tomorrow it's Science Friday, and Ira Flato will be here as the talk turns to cosmology and particle physics. What are the outstanding questions in physics? And can the Large Hadron Collider fill in the blanks? Join Ira for all that tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.